California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Presented by Wagner Sprayers, Pipestone, and Deich Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you guys working on this fine weekend? Because we're here to help. We're here to educate, inspire, and help you build some confidence. If you need help with a project that you don't know how to do, or maybe you're stuck in the middle of, that's a great reason to reach out to us with your questions. We can help you plan. We can solve problems. We'll do everything but hold the nail for you. For that, you're on your own. The number here is 1-888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's show, would you like to take on a project to improve your home that does not include all the dust, dirt, and debris of traditional renos? Well, we've got a list of 10 projects that can do just that coming up.
And are you adding a textured finish to a wall or a ceiling? Well, if you are, you know it's a messy project. We're going to share a solution that makes repair or restoration of textured surfaces super easy.
And here's a common plumbing problem that might have a very simple solution. Stinky smells coming from your sinks, right? We're going to share a hack that can help soften that up.
But first, do you need help with a renovation, a repair, or a decor project? Well, we are here to help you create your best home ever. So give us a call. Let us know what you are trying to tackle this fall season. Because, you know, once we're in September, before you know it, it's Thanksgiving, then it's Christmas, then everybody's knocking on your door. There's a lot of stuff going on. So let's get your house in tip-top shape before all of that mad rush starts to happen. And my guess is it's going to start around November 1st. I'm just saying.
Reach out right now with your questions. A couple of ways to do that. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. You get to record your question. It comes to us, and we will shoot you back a response as soon as we can. So let's get to it. The number again, 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Leslie, who's first?
Sherry and George is on the line and needs some help revamping a dresser. Tell us about your project.
Yes, I've got this dresser that my father found in a garage. It's all wood, and it's beautiful, but somebody's painted it white, and I would like to get the white paint off.
Like for good or to put stain on or to paint over it again?
Yeah, I'm thinking to put stain on. I think it's all wood. It looks like a really nice piece of furniture. It also has framed drawers. Like, I don't know, I guess that's what it's called. It has the wood around the drawers. And I'm thinking that's going to make it really hard.
So it's like a glass front door with, like, a wood frame?
Well, it's not glass. It's all wood, but, like, wood has a wood frame around it.
All right, it shouldn't be a problem. What you have to do is if there's any doors or drawer fronts or things, you want to either pull out the drawers or just take off the drawer fronts. You really want to make it easy to work on things, so you need a lot of flat surfaces. So with the doors, with the framework, try to take them off if you can. Leave the hinges either on the door back or in the dresser itself. And then get everything on a flat surface. And you need to find a good paint remover, a stripper product. I've used Rock Miracle before. I like it because it's got a really thick consistency and you kind of like, you know, slather it on there and you can actually see where it is rather than brushing something on and making, you know, wondering if you've covered all spots. And then you really want to follow the directions. So you have to let it sit in there as long as they tell you to. And then you want to use a paint scraper to gently sort of scrape the paint off the surface because you don't want to gouge anything into it because that will show up when you start working on it in the future. And you could have to do it a couple of times. Now, depending on the type of wood that's underneath that white paint, you might not be able to get all of the paint off. So you really have to kind of experiment with it and see how well it is removable. And then once you've done that a couple of times, you're going to wipe it down. Then you might still have to sand it in a couple of places with a very fine sandpaper to make sure that you get all the last bits of the paint off. Then you want to wipe it down with a tack cloth and then prep it for staining. So that's when you really want to make sure that you've got it perfectly beautiful and clean and ready to go before you put the stain on, because once you start to put the stain on, everything's going to show.
Okay, now what was the name of that product again?
I like one called Rock Miracle. It comes in, you know, what almost looks like a turpentine can, but there are all different kinds. So, you know, you might want to pop into your local home improvement center, ask them which one they like to work with, because you might not be able to find Rock Miracle at your place. But, you know, definitely feel it out and, you know, ask somebody at your local home center what they recommend. But that's the one I like. I've used it a lot of times.
Okay, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Good luck with it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, 888-666-3974.
Heading out to Iowa, where Andrew's got a question about a wood floor. Tell us what you're working on.
My fiance and I just sanded our floors, and we are getting ready to put down some product on our floor. And I just wanted to know what kind of product I should be using. It's probably an oak floor.
Well, that's a great project, Andrew. There are choices to be made now. Did you have a finish on this floor before?
It did. It was like a reddish tint.
Okay.
So it's still showing through a little bit. We didn't take it all the way down to bare wood.
What did you use to sand it with?
It was a machine that had – it was like a giant hand sander, basically. It had a handle on it and a – big sheet of sandpaper on it, just took down the old varnish that was on it.
Okay, so was it a belt sander where the big wide belt spins around, or was it more of sort of like a vibrating sander?
It was a vibrating sander.
All right, so here's the thing. This floor was stained before, and I'm concerned that if you just put a clear finish on it, if you're happy with the look of the floor right now with a little bit of the red showing through, then you can just put a clear finish on it. But if you're not, it gets a little bit tricky because to try to add more of that color in, it's hard to get the exact same color, and you'd almost probably have to go a couple of steps darker, and then you may have some issues about some areas had more of the old varnish on it than other areas, and they're going to absorb differently. So it's a little more difficult to refinish a floor like you've done if it had stain on it. Now, if it didn't have stain on it, you're just sort of sanding off the varnish, and you're putting a fresh coat of varnish, you don't have the issue. The issue that you might have is because it was stained before, you might have some of that blotchy color coming through. If you have stain on a floor, generally you can't use that type of approach to sand it. You have to use the belt sander approach, which is a big machine with a very wide belt that you should not do yourself, because if you sneeze while using this thing, you'll just ruin the floor. It's a very hard machine to use as a do-it-yourselfer. It's really something a pro has to use all the time. So the first question you have to kind of ask yourselves is, are you happy with the look of the floor if you were to seal it and finish it just like it is, if that's going to work for you guys? And if it is, what I would do is I would put on at least three coats of oil-based polyurethane or solvent-based polyurethane. Do not use the water-based products, the acrylic-based products, because they're just not durable enough. They're great on doors and trim and furniture, but on floors, I would always use the oil-based product. Now, you apply it not with a brush, but with something called a lamb's wool applicator, and basically, it's kind of like a mop on a stick, and you dip it into a tray of this urethane, and you sort of mop it on and work your way out of the room, and then find something else to do for at least a half a day, maybe even longer, to let it dry really, really well. If it's the least bit tacky, do not put second coats on it. This may take a couple of days depending on the humidity level. Wait till it's really super dry. If you try to recoat it and it's still tacky, it has even a harder time drying the next time around. So make sure it's super dry before you put the next coat on. And about three coats of that, try to stay off it as much as you can for the first month or so. By that, I mean, you know, don't drag the furniture around. Put some, you know, pieces of carpet or something underneath the legs. Just try to treat it gingerly because it does take a while for it to really, really harden. And you'll be good to go.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, most home renovation projects require some destruction before you can get to the construction. Well, we've got 10 non-demo renos that you can take on without stirring up all that dust and debris of traditional renovations when the Money Pit returns.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com.
This fall, make your home stand out with a stunning upgrade from Deich Coatings. Spread Rock Speckled Granite Coating adds a beautiful, durable finish to your porch, steps, or walkway. It's perfect for basement floors, accent walls, and pool decks, and available in mocha, anvil, and ice gray.
Made from real stone, Spread Rock goes on easily, transforming your space with a rich granite stone look. Plus, it's affordable, just $55 a gallon with free shipping. Elevate your home today. Visit DeichCoatings.com and order Spread Rock now. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy. Whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, we know you love getting our tips and tricks right here on the radio, but we'd also like to invite you to join us on the Money Pit podcast.
Yep, you can catch up on past episodes or hear the latest, and it's all free. Just go to moneypit.com/podcast.
Cheryl's on the line with a decking question. How can we help you today?
I'm wanting to have a deck built at the back of my home, and I have a concrete pad outside the door. And when I asked someone to come and look at it and give me an estimate about a deck, they were wanting to put the supports right on this concrete pad that's back here, but it's all broken up, and all uneven from a large, very large maple tree that I have in the back. And the roots are, they're gnarly, and they're, a lot of them are near the surface. And so I was wondering if it would even be, you even recommend that I even think of having a deck built back there with the tree roots in the situation I have.
So first of all, if this is a patio, so it's a thin concrete slab, maybe 4 or 5 inches thick. Is that what you're telling me you have?
Right.
Okay. So that is not an appropriate foundation for a deck. And so anyone suggesting that it is would scare me, because in your part of the country, you need to have the footings for that deck be below the frost line. So that means that those footings have to be about 3 feet in the ground, and then on top of those footings, you can build the deck. Otherwise, the deck's going to ride up and down as the land freezes in the wintertime. So what I would do is I would break up that patio and take it out of there. If it's already, you know, half broken up, I mean, with a jackhammer, you'd probably get that thing out of there in an hour or two. It actually will come out a lot faster than what you would imagine. In terms of the tree roots, yeah, if you can get some of that out of there, it's probably not a bad idea. But clearly what you have to concentrate on is however you're going to support this deck. If it's pretty much a grade level deck, you know, you have to kind of put that beam in flush with the rest of the floor structure. If it's going to be up a little bit, then you would basically put the beam underneath the floor joist and support it on however many columns it takes to make it compliant with building code. But to do it right, it's got to be on a foundation. So don't just slap a deck structure over that patio. It's just not going to be built correctly, and I doubt it would pass building code, and it would also could devalue your house in the event you tried to sell it in the future.
Okay. Well, the contractor that I had out here, he was leery of, you know, he didn't want to disturb the tree roots too much for fear of killing this gigantic tree. And that was his...
Well, it wasn't a solution, because the roots are going to be there with or without the patio. It's not a solution. And he's not going to disturb the tree roots that much. Yes, it'll be hard to dig those holes. And you may have to chop through some of them, but I don't think just digging, you know, 3 or 4 holes for a footing is going to be enough to kill a tree.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad that I gave you a call, Dan. Thank you so much.
All right, Cheryl. Well, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
So are you looking to spruce up your home without the mess of demolition? Well, here are the top 10 renovation projects flushed out by the folks at Zillow and Thumbtack that require no demo and can make your home look fresh and stylish without the hassle.
So the first one is cabinet refacing. Now, we've talked about this before. I just completed a cabinet repainting project, but refacing is a little bit different. So with refacing, you give your kitchen a new look by replacing only the cabinet doors and the drawer fronts while you keep the existing framework. So it's a much less expensive way to get a significantly new look in your house.
Yeah, another one is peel and stick backsplash. You can install a new backsplash with peel and stick tiles that offer a quick and easy way to update your kitchen or bathroom. And some of them even have realistic grout lines. They feel like tile. I mean, they're even like a little thick. So there's some great ones out there.
Yeah, you know, when you say peel and stick, you think like kids peel and stickers, right? Like those sorts of sheets. This is so much more durable than that. It really does a good job. And some of these are removable, right? So if you're a renter, you don't have to live with it. You can take it down and not risk your security deposit when it comes time to leave.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some of them are called repositionable. If you see that word, that means you can take it down. No problem.
Now, let's talk about smart home upgrades. It's really easy to integrate some smart technology into your home. We're talking about smart thermostats, smart lighting, security systems. It definitely gives you an increase of convenience and energy efficiency, and it's easier than ever today since they're all on the same Wi-Fi network. It can really add some comfort and some convenience to your day-to-day activities.
Now, let's talk about flooring, because vinyl plank flooring is great. It easily installs. It's kind of a floating floor. It doesn't attach to the floor that's there. So, again, if you're a renter or something like that and you're not touching the floor underneath, it's easy to do if you're going to be in there for a long while. And then they're super durable. So if you move furniture around or drag chairs, you have kids with ride-on toys, it's not going to damage the floor. And some of these planks really mimic the look of hardwood.
Yep. Now, up next, fresh paint. Always a cost-effective improvement that really changes the look of a room as a coat of new paint. Can definitely dramatically change the appearance, and really can give you a fresh, clean place to start. So if you're looking for an inexpensive way to do a quick makeover, just paint the room. Start from there. Maybe just paint the ceiling or just paint the walls, one or the other. You're going to give yourself a fresh start, and from that will come fresh inspiration and more projects to do.
Speaking of another project, why not update your lighting? You know, you can swap out outdated light fixtures for more modern designs, and that can definitely instantly update the look of the space and totally transform it, because there are so many lighting design styles out there. You can go with something completely different than what was there and totally have a different space.
And you could also upgrade your vanity. So we're promising no demo rentals. This isn't really much of a demo, but you do have to remove and replace your plumbing pipes. But it's a pretty important makeover and can definitely improve the function of your bathroom space. Just change out the vanity.
Now let's talk about decorative molding. You can instantly add character to your room with decorative molding, trim. It's going to enhance all of the architectural details of the space, and it really sort of makes that space look rich and regal and finished and beautiful. Molding and trim do a lot.
Absolutely. Accent walls are another thing you can do. You can create a focal point with a bold accent wall using paint or wallpaper or wood paneling. And finally, there's lots of things you can do outside, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when it comes to outside, you can improve your curb appeal with new landscaping, outdoor lighting, a stylish new front door, some new front door accessories like a new door knocker, new numbers, different sort of brass plate at the bottom, beautiful welcome mat, lots of ways you can change the outside for not a lot of effort.
Yeah, so if you're thinking that you don't want to take on a renovation because of all the mess, there are a lot of things that you can do to really spruce up your space with a very minimal amount of disturbance of your house and your lifestyle.
Now we've got Mike on the line. It was a question about insulation. How can we help you?
Yes, I have a wall on the west side of my house that gets pretty warm. I live here in Arizona, so it does get over 118 sometimes. But it's a block home. Is there a way that I can insulate that so that it doesn't quite get in as much heat as it does?
Well, insulating the wall will be difficult because you can't get to the interior of it. If you could, I would tell you to use a spray foam insulation and fill up the interior cores, but that's difficult to do since the home is completely built. Is it at all possible for you to add an awning to that side or create some sort of shade that would block off some of the sun?
It's possible, yes.
See, something along those lines would be less expensive, even though it might be a bigger thing for you to look at than some insulation. But if you were to deflect some of that sun, and I know they have awnings in your part of the country that have reflective surfaces that are cooler underneath. That would probably make a big difference in the heat that you're dealing with, because I guess what you're saying is that the wall gets super warm, and then you're basically paying more air conditioning to bring it down.
Correct.
In terms of the temperature. Yeah. And the other thing that you could do on the inside of it, you could always insulate the inside of it with a foam insulation. You could use a isocyanurate board, for example, or the blue Dow Styro types of board that interlocks, and use that as a wall covering and then put drywall on top of that. So that's another thing that you can do. But I think if you were to block some of the sunlight with an awning, for example, or some landscaping, I think that would probably be the least expensive way to achieve what you're trying to do here.
All right. I will take a look at that then.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on this lovely fall weekend at the Money Pit. Coming up, adding a textured finish to a wall or ceiling is a messy, messy, messy project. So we're going to share a solution that makes repair or restoration of a textured surface super easy when the Money Pit returns.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, workout, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, jet skis, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor at 530-223-1300. And you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting September 6th through the 21st, Gold Leaf Nursery's Big Fall Sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Possible.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, if you've ever had to add a textured finish to a wall or a ceiling, you may know that it's a time-consuming and also a messy project. Well, DAP saw this problem as an opportunity and developed a solution that makes repair or restoration of these textured walls and ceilings super easy.
It's called DAP 2-in-1 Wall and Ceiling Spray Texture, and it comes in three different finishes: orange peel, knockdown, and popcorn. And with us to talk about the new line is Raquel Beckett, the product director for DAP. Welcome, Raquel.
Hi, how are you?
We are excellent. So this sounds like a pretty hassle-free fix for repair that used to be pretty difficult.
That's correct, yes.
traditional products, they are either engineered for a wall or a ceiling, so it's up to the user to actually select the correct product. Also, the technology is a bit archaic, if you ask me. Inside, there's a 90-degree angle nozzle, and so any time that you're trying to dispense any sort of different particle size from the nozzle, you're going to get some clogging. So we came up with this great idea of a flexible tubing that allows you to aim to the wall or the ceiling, and also because it's flexible tubing inside, guess what? It expands and contracts depending on the particle size for perfect flow every time, even spray out and not clogging. So it is a pretty seamless experience from a user perspective.
Yeah, there's nothing more frustrating than investing in a product only to have it clog in the very early stages with plenty of material left in the can if you can only get it out of the nozzle, right? So the fact that you figured out how to make that impossible to happen with the new technology, which is called AimTech, and has a 60-degree nozzle, makes it really easy to do these projects. I remember many times trying to do similar projects where you have to sort of contort your body to get it in the right angle because the nozzle wasn't flexible, but it seems like you've fixed that now.
Yes, absolutely. Obviously, you know, there's still a lot of technique when it comes to these applications, so it's always very important to make sure that, you know, you follow the directions, you shake the can pretty vigorously for at least a minute. So technique is extremely important for these type of applications.
Now, when it comes to the style of the finish, you've got a couple of choices, orange peel, knockdown, and popcorn. So how do those kind of differ so that everybody knows really what they're looking at?
Orange peel is going to be kind of, you know, little bumps. Or some people might refer to it as chicken skin because, you know, it literally looks like the bumps of your skin when you get cold. Right. Knockdown is a knockdown technique. So you're going to spray the texture on the wall and then you're going to flatten it out with a putty knife 30 seconds to a minute after application. And it's going to give you a more muted effect than orange peel. The last formulation is popcorn, which is primarily used on ceilings. And that one is kind of that texture that actually looks like popcorn and is kind of prickly to the touch on your ceilings. So those are kind of the three distinct textures. But, you know, there's so many techniques around this product that, you know, you can really apply some of these spray textures and, you know, develop a specialized or a unique technique if you're into that type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's millions of homes out there that have popcorn textured ceilings. And what folks don't think about is, look, just like any house, occasionally you may get a roof leak or a pipe break. It's going to cause a water stain. And now you've got to repair that texture. Otherwise, it looks like you've still got a big hole in your ceiling, right? So this is a great product to have on hand for those types of repairs. It's handy. It's easy to apply. You don't have to be an expert to do this. And it gives you a good, durable surface once you're finished.
Yes, absolutely. It has a pretty strong adhesion to the wall. The textures, the water-based formulations are going to be dried in 30 minutes. So within 30 minutes, you can go ahead and paint. So going back to your point, if you're repairing, you know, that annoying hole in the wall, you know, guess what? Within 30 minutes, you can actually go ahead and paint. And we also have an orange peel formulation, which is oil-based, and that dries in 5 minutes. Which, again, you know, super fast and very strong adhesion to the walls, a pretty seamless repair.
I mean, wow, and it dries within 5 minutes. So that gets you painting super quickly. And, I mean, the quicker you can get through this prep phase, the better you can get to painting, and then your project is done. This is awesome.
Yes, the formulas also dispense white, so there's not going to be any flashing. You don't really require to prime them or anything like that. Because, again, they dispense white just like regular
right.
paint would. So, you know, super seamless for the user.
That's terrific. So the product is called DAP 2-in-1 Wall and Ceiling Spray Texture. As we talked about, it's available in three different finishes. Where can you find this product right now? Is it in home centers and hardware stores and such?
Yes, that's right. Pretty much available in any home center and hardware stores. We're also in some paint stores as well. You know, hopefully users won't have any issues finding this product.
All right, if you've got a ceiling that needs repair or a wall that needs repair and it's textured, you want to pick up the DAP 2-in-1 Wall and Ceiling Spray Texture. It is definitely the way to go to restore that surface. Raquel Beckett, Product Director for DAP, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit and filling us in on this interesting new product.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Up next, a common plumbing problem that may have a very simple solution, stinky odors coming from your sinks. We're going to share a hack that can help after this.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Up to 90% of homes are under-insulated. The good news is that insulation technology has never been better. Now is a great time to learn more about how insulating your home can help increase comfort, save on cooling and heating costs, and how you might qualify for up to $1,200 in tax credits. Owens Corning is a leader in global building and construction materials with products including Pink Next-Gen Fiberglass Insulation, Thermofiber Fire and Soundguard Plus, and Duration Series Shingles. They'll be visiting local home improvement retailers this summer with their Champion Your Project Tour. They'll share with homeowners and pros alike tips on insulation, roofing, and other home improvement ideas that help make a home a better place to be. Learn time-saving tips, talk to Owens Corning experts, and get hands-on demos. They'll also provide product education in storm-impacted communities. Look for the Owens Corning Champion Your Project Tour in your area or visit owenscorning.com/OCUPRO to learn more. That's owenscorning.com/OCUPRO. Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with a new super flapper from FluidMaster.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy. Whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you ready to tackle any home project with confidence? I mean, seriously, any project. You want to tackle a project, we are here to lend a hand. Whether you are planning a decor project, remodeling your kitchen or bath, or fixing a leak or a squeak, we are here to help you every single step of the way on the Money Pit Podcast. Be sure to subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. All right, now we've got Hope from Illinois on the line, who's in a super great mood about this project. What's going on?
The project is putting up a fence for our dogs.
in a pretty large area at the back of the house that borders a creek. It's a very high creek bank. Water rarely comes into the yard or anything, mm-hmm. but just concerned about moisture and what the ground might be like underneath and if that should affect the material that we use for the fence.
What are you thinking about? What kind of fence are you leaning towards?
Well, we've looked at everything from like rolls of welded wire on posts or some sort of black wrought iron low fencing, something like 3 feet.
Okay. So in either case, you're going to have metal fence posts, not wood fence posts. Have you thought about wood fencing, or are you just afraid of the water?
Yeah, we have definitely thought of wood as well, yes.
Okay. So, well,
something that won't ruin our view.
Right. Okay. Hey, now that's a great point, because if you want something that's almost invisible, the idea of the black fencing is definitely the way you want to go. If you have a black fence, like I often see these around pools, because, you know, people put pool fences around because they absolutely have to and should. They're not only required, but they're just essential for safety. But let's face it, you spend a lot of money on the pool, you don't want to kind of just stare at a fence from, you know, from your house or the street. But if you use black fencing, it's almost invisible. It, like, melts in with the background. So I think that that's a really good choice if that is your goal. In terms of the moisture, I really don't think you have anything to be concerned about. If you were working with a wood fence or wood posts, I would tell you to put those posts in and don't use any concrete. Just use stone, aggregate, you know, like a gray driveway gravel kind of thing, because it drains. And the post is just as solid with the stone as it is, I found, with concrete. But it drains very well, and it's really locked in place well. Now, in terms of the metal post, I've not put in – well, I put one metal fence post in around a large garden some years ago, and I think if I recall right, I used stone for that. But you're going to have to check the manufacturer's recommendations. You don't have the same issues with rot. Most of those posts are aluminum. You just don't want to make sure that the post is not going to react with the concrete. And if you do decide to go with concrete and the metal post, then I would use the Quikrete concrete product in the red bag, because you can pour it in dry and then kind of water the hole. So you don't have to mix it up ahead of time. You basically pour it in dry and let it sit there, and then just fill the hole with water, and a couple hours later you're good to go.
Well, thank you so much, and I listen to you every single week. I've learned so much from you guys.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Good luck with the new house, and call us back anytime.
Thank you.
Well, if you've ever noticed an odor in your bathroom sink, it could be biogas. Essentially, it's what happens when bacteria grows in the drain lines of that sink.
Yeah, bacteria is really stinky, but the easy solution is to fill the sink with hot water until it reaches the overflow and then slow it down to a trickle so it still runs down the overflow but not the sink itself. Then just add a couple of cups of bleach to the water. Now, the bleach is going to run down that overflow channel. It's going to kill off any bacteria it finds. And then after a few minutes, you're going to add another cup or two of bleach. Let the drain out slowly to do the same for the waistline under the sink, and you should be odor-free.
All right, now we've got Al in Arkansas on the line. And perhaps, Al, now we can finally answer this question. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? I think you can help us with that. What's going on?
It's a good one, Leslie. I've got a hill that runs down to a creek. And when it floods, the bottom of the hill gets wet, and some woodchucks have moved in a few years ago, and they dug holes, and when the water got up there, it kind of washed out and caved in, and then it came up the hill more, and now here this year, I've got a 6 foot deep section of earth missing, and my wife doesn't want me to shoot these woodchucks, and they can chuck a lot of dirt, and they can climb trees.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, so it sounds like they're taking over. Well, would you like to evict them? How about that? If we're not going to shoot them, you want to evict them?
Yes.
Because I think you could use a have-a-heart trap. Have-a-heart traps are great. They work for groundhogs and woodchucks, pretty much the same size animal, same type animal. There's slight differences, of course, but the have-a-heart trap is a good option. Now, the problem is you're going to have to take the animal, like, for a ride, like, miles away and let him go.
You have to put it in your car.
But what you do is you get this have-a-heart trap, and you get the one that's sized for woodchucks. You got to bait it. Now, a little trick for that is if you take some fruit, like an apple, and you put it in the back of the trap, you take a wire, like a piece of, like, picture frame wire or something like that, and you thread it through the apple, or a piece of like electrical wire, something that you can thread through the apple, and then you tie it off to the back of the cage. Because this way, he can't like smack it towards himself, right? And just grab it and run. He's got to go back there to have the treat, and then the door slams. Now, when that happens, the animals aren't going to panic, and especially if you approach them. But what you want to do is, you know, throw a cloth over it, pick the cage up safely using the handle, and then you can take it out somewhere well away from your property and let them go, and then go reset it again and do it again the next day or the next few days. And eventually you'll lower that population, and that will give you a chance, a fighting chance of getting that hill back in shape.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Good job.
All right. Well, good luck with that project, and thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. And if you get the answer to Leslie's question, please do let us know.
We're dying to know.
Can Chuck.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, Beth wants to know if she can add tile to a porch. We're going to share some solutions to her question when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on some projects around your house. So what's on your to-do list? Does it just get longer and longer and longer? Well, we can help you cross a few of those items off if you reach out to us right now at 1-888
Money Pit.
Beth wrote into Team Money Pit wanting to know if she can tile an outdoor porch. She says, I have some tile that would be cool on the porch and sidewalk in front of my house. Can I do that, or would it be too slippery? First of all, I don't know if you're allowed to tile sidewalk. Porch is yours, but sidewalk's kind of yours, but also your town.
Kind of the city owns that, right? Or certainly.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure if it was cracked and somebody tripped.
You own it and have to fix it and replace it, but otherwise the village, city, town.
Now, tile also has a COF rating, which stands for the coefficient of friction, and this is the one that measures slip resistance. So basically, the higher the number, the more slip resistance you have. If the number is very, very low, that means you have virtually no slip resistance, and hence, if that porch was to get a little bit wet, certainly, especially if it got a little icy in the winter, it's going to be super slippery and therefore super dangerous. So I think for porches, you want to think about using stuff like terracotta tile or quarry tile. These have very high COF ratings, and they can be extremely slip resistant. Well, for all the cutting-edge design ideas that are out there, most of us still follow some unwritten design rules, those things that someone at some point decided we should never, ever do. Well, sometimes breaking the status quo is necessary. Leslie's got ideas for shaking things up and making big design statements in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, shake it up, babe.
That's what I love to do. You know me, Tom. I'm a mover and a shaker, and I mix it up, and I do all kinds of things. But seriously, guys, whether you inherited them from your parents or you just never thought to break these rules, it's time you go rogue on old design rules. And you can start with one of my favorite rules to break: neutral colors only in small spaces. Now, even if a bold color can make a small space seem smaller, the illusion is worth the added eye candy. It's so great to take a small space and just slather it in color, because I actually don't think they feel that much smaller. They feel like a kind of beautiful, shiny jewel box, and it is great to bring that much color into a space. Now, somewhere along the line, people were like, oh, your master bedroom's got to be a very serious place. But you can get that rule out the door, too, because fun decor gives you something exciting and inspiring to wake up to, and it brings out the kid in all of us. Now, artwork, it's got to be hung at eye level, right? Well, think again, because you can lean frames and canvases on the floor to give it kind of an art studio vibe. You can play around with different heights. You want to create these memorable looks, and to do so, you kind of just have to mix it up. So don't think that everything's got to be exactly at eye level. And lastly, who said a chair has got to match around the dining table? I need six of the same. Absolutely not. You can do two matching end chairs and two different side chairs and a bench. You can do six different chairs, a la Friends. You can do anything that you like if it kind of ties that space together. It's a fun way to kind of give a formal space its own vibe that works truly for your family and your friends. So think about how you like to use the space. Think about your quirky sense of design and go with it. Don't be afraid to mix and match.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, are you guys dealing with an old and inefficient heating system and wondering if now is the time to update it for the winter season ahead? We are going to walk you through the options on the very next edition of the Money Pit. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Dutch Bros Coffee presents Caffeinate for a Cause, back for its 12th annual year. Stop by any local Dutch Bros location on Thursday, September 19th, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in support of Turtle Bay's exhibitions and educational programming. A dollar from every drink sold plus tips will be donated to Turtle Bay. You never know, you could get a chance to meet one of our Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Don't miss Caffeinate for a Cause, Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The Reading Sash Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Funerals held in Georgia for a teen and a teacher killed in a high school shooting.
Family and friends gather at Hamilton Mill Memorial Chapel in Georgia for teacher Christina Iramia's funeral Saturday. The 53-year-old, one of two teachers and two students killed at Appalachie High School on September 4th. 14-year-old Mason Skirmerhorn was also remembered at a memorial service Saturday at a civic center. Services were already held for teacher Richard Aspinwall, and a funeral will be held Friday for student Christian Angulo. His schoolmate, Colt Gray, who is 14, is charged with their murders. His father charged with supplying the weapon. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at townhall.com, National Security Advisor John Kirby sent an email this week telling his staff to ignore complaints from veterans upset about President Biden's handling of Afghanistan. Former Senator Jim Talent says Kirby should apologize for describing them as a small group who are, quote, all of one stripe.
What really bothers me about it is it shows the bubble they're living in, that they believe the only veterans who are upset about what happened in Afghanistan are people who don't like the Democrats, who are Republicans.
Senator Talent was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Political writer Ben Domenech says not only was it unfair for the ABC moderators to fact-check former President Trump and not do the same to Kamala Harris in this week's debate, but
frequently, especially in the case of Lindsay Davis, the claims that they were making in those fact-checks were wrong. It was Candy Crowley times 10. It was them saying things that simply are at odds with the facts.
Domenech says the anti-Trump bias was so overt, this may be the last time Americans tune into a presidential debate on a major network expecting an unbiased setting. News and analysis found at townhall.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Correspondent Julie Walker reports on a new accounting of the Hawaii wildfire victims trying to escape last year, but some only making it a few blocks from their homes.
A new report shows more than 60% of the 102 people who died in last year's Lahaina wildfire had tried to flee the flames. The Fire Safety Research Institute report for the Hawaii Attorney General's Office was released Friday. It includes details of the victims' attempts to survive. A couple was found in their car after turning onto a dead-end street in the chaos. A man was found huddled in the entranceway of a house after abandoning his car. The report highlights how Lahaina's already deteriorating infrastructure complicated evacuation efforts. I'm Julie Walker.
An ongoing trial may determine whether Google holds a legal monopoly on the technology used to buy and sell certain types of advertising on web pages. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Disease is taking the toll on the deer population in the Lone Star State.
Texas has seen a record number of chronic wasting disease cases so far this year.
Authorities have detected CWD in 31 of the state's 254 counties and now looking for new ways to contain the spread without driving deer breeders out of business. Many breeders say their businesses are suffering due to the restrictions on transporting and selling the animals, but others are urging more limits on the movement of live deer from breeding facilities. Jason Walker reporting.
Stocks closed their best week of the year with more gains and climbed to the cusp of their records. The S&P 500 rose a half a percentage point Friday and just 0.7% below its all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 297 points or 0.7%, briefly within 30 points of its record during the day. More stories at townhall.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney. Call 800-990-6811. 800-990-6811. Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation. Call 800-990-6811. 800-990-6811. 800-990-6811.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first five franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, is the most rapidly growing drug and violence prevention charity in the United States. By using an evidence-based, tested, and proven effective curricula taught by law enforcement and educators, LEAD's school-based anti-drug and anti-violence program empowers children to make the right decisions about drugs, violence, alcohol, and bullying. Learn more about LEAD at leadrugs.org or follow us at We Are LEAD, sponsored by LEAD Incorporated.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam, after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, Pavestone, and Deich Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you guys working on this fine weekend? Because we're here to help. We're here to educate, inspire, and help you build some confidence. If you need help with a project that you don't know how to do, or maybe you're stuck in the middle of, that's a great reason to reach out to us with your questions. We can help you plan. We can solve problems. We'll do everything but hold the nail for you. For that, you're on your own. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's show, would you like to take on a project to improve your home that does not include all the dust, dirt, and debris of traditional renos? Well, we've got a list of 10 projects that can do just that coming up.
And are you adding a textured finish to a wall or a ceiling? Well, if you are, you know it's a messy project. We're going to share a solution that makes repair or restoration of textured surfaces super easy.
And here's a common plumbing problem that might have a very simple solution. Stinky smells coming from your sinks, right? We're going to share a hack that can help soften that up.
But first, do you need help with a renovation, a repair, or a decor project? Well, we are here to help you create your best home ever. So give us a call. Let us know what you are trying to tackle this fall season. Because, you know, once we're in September, before you know it, it's Thanksgiving, then it's Christmas, then everybody's knocking on your door. There's a lot of stuff going on. So let's get your house in tip-top shape before all of that mad rush starts to happen. And my guess is it's going to start around November 1st. Just saying.
Reach out right now with your questions. A couple of ways to do that. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. You get to record your question. It comes to us, and we will shoot you back a response as soon as we can. So let's get to it. The number again, 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Leslie, who's first?
Sherry and George is on the line and needs some help revamping a dresser. Tell us about your project.
Yes, I've got this dresser that my father found in the garage. It's all wood and it's beautiful, but somebody's painted it white. And I would like to get the white paint off.
Like for good or to put stain on or to paint over it again?
Yeah, I'm thinking to put stain on. I think it's all wood. It looks like a really nice piece of furniture. But it also has framed drawers. Like, I don't know, I guess that's what it's called. It has the wood around the drawers. And I'm thinking that's going to make it really hard.
So it's like a glass front door with, like, a wood frame?
Well, it's not glass. It's all wood, but, like, wood has a wood frame around it.
All right, it shouldn't be a problem. What you have to do is if there's any doors or drawer fronts or things, you want to either pull out the drawers or just take off the drawer fronts. You really want to make it easy to work on things, so you need a lot of flat surfaces. So with the doors, with the framework, try to take them off if you can. Leave the hinges either on the door back or in the dresser itself. And then get everything on a flat surface. And you need to find a good paint remover, a stripper product. I've used Rock Miracle before. I like it because it's got a really thick consistency and you kind of like, you know, slather it on there and you can actually see where it is rather than brushing something on and making, you know, wondering if you've covered all spots. And then you really want to follow the directions. So you have to let it sit on there as long as they tell you to. And then you want to use a paint scraper to gently sort of scrape the paint off the surface because you don't want to gouge anything into it because that will show up when you start working on it in the future. And you could have to do it a couple of times. Now, depending on the type of wood that's underneath that white paint, you might not be able to get all of the paint off. So you really have to kind of experiment with it and see how well it is removable. And then once you've done that a couple of times, you're going to wipe it down. Then you might still have to sand it in a couple of places with a very fine sandpaper to make sure that you get all the last bits of the paint off. Then you want to wipe it down with a tack cloth and then prep it for staining. So that's when you really want to make sure that you've got it perfectly beautiful and clean and ready to go before you put the stain on, because once you start to put the stain on, everything's going to show.
Okay, now what was the name of that product again?
I like one called Rock Miracle. It comes in, you know, what almost looks like a turpentine can, but there are all different kinds. So, you know, you might want to pop into your local home improvement center, ask them which one they like to work with, because you might not be able to find Rock Miracle at your place. But, you know, definitely feel it out and, you know, ask somebody at your local home center what they recommend. But that's the one I like. I've used it a lot of times.
Okay, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Good luck with it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, 888-666-3974.
Heading out to Iowa, where Andrew's got a question about a wood floor. Tell us what you're working on.
My fiance and I just sanded our floors, and we are getting ready to put down some product on our floor. And I just wanted to know what kind of product I should be using. It's probably an oak floor.
Well, that's a great project, Andrew. There are choices to be made now. Did you have a finish on this floor before?
It did. It was like a reddish tint.
Okay.
So it's still showing through a little bit. We didn't take it all the way down to bare wood.
What did you use to sand it with?
It was a machine that had – it was like a giant hand sander, basically. It had a handle on it and a – big sheet of sandpaper on it. Just took down the old varnish that was on it.
Okay, so was it a belt sander where the big wide belt spins around, or was it more of sort of like a vibrating sander?
It was a vibrating sander.
All right, so here's the thing. This floor was stained before, and I'm concerned that if you just put a clear finish on it, if you're happy with the look of the floor right now with a little bit of the red showing through, then you can just put a clear finish on it. But if you're not, it gets a little bit tricky because to try to add more of that color in, it's hard to get the exact same color and you'd almost probably have to go a couple of steps darker, and then you may have some issues about some areas had more of the old varnish on it than other areas, and they're going to absorb differently. So it's a little more difficult to refinish a floor like you've done if it had stain on it. Now, if it didn't have stain on it, you're just sort of sanding off the varnish, and you're putting a fresh coat of varnish, you don't have the issue. The issue that you might have is because it was stained before, you might have some of that blotchy color coming through. If you have stain on a floor, generally you can't use that type of approach to sand it. You have to use the belt sander approach, which is a big machine with a very wide belt that you should not do yourself, because if you sneeze while using this thing, you'll just ruin the floor. It's a very hard machine to use as a do-it-yourselfer. It's really something a pro has to use all the time. So the first question you have to kind of ask yourselves is, are you happy with the look of the floor if you were to seal it and finish it just like it is, if that's going to work for you guys? And if it is, what I would do is I would put on at least three coats of oil-based polyurethane or solvent-based polyurethane. Do not use the water-based products, the acrylic-based products, because they're just not durable enough. They're great on doors and trim and furniture, but on floors, I would always use the oil-based product. Now, you apply it not with a brush, but with something called a lamb's wool applicator, and basically, it's kind of like a mop on a stick, and you dip it into a tray of this urethane, and you sort of mop it on and work your way out of the room, and then find something else to do for at least a half a day, maybe even longer, to let it dry really, really well. If it's the least bit tacky, do not put second coats on it. This may take a couple of days depending on the humidity level. Wait till it's really super dry. If you try to recoat it and it's still tacky, it has even a harder time drying the next time around. So make sure it's super dry before you put the next coat on. And about three coats of that, try to stay off it as much as you can for the first month or so. By that I mean, you know, don't drag the furniture around. Put some, you know, pieces of carpet or something underneath the legs. Just try to treat it gingerly, because it does take a while for it to really, really harden, and you'll be good to go.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, most home renovation projects require some destruction before you can get to the construction. Well, we've got 10 non-demo renos that you can take on without stirring up all that dust and debris of traditional renovations when the Money Pit returns.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com.
This fall, make your home stand out with a stunning upgrade from Deich Coatings. Spread Rock Speckled Granite Coating adds a beautiful, durable finish to your porch, steps, or walkway. It's perfect for basement floors, accent walls, and pool decks, and available in mocha, anvil, and ice gray.
Made from real stone, Spread Rock goes on easily, transforming your space with a rich granite stone look. Plus, it's affordable, just $55 a gallon with free shipping. Elevate your home today. Visit DeichCoatings.com and order Spread Rock now. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy. Whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen.
These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, we know you love getting our tips and tricks right here on the radio, but we'd also like to invite you to join us on the Money Pit podcast.
Yep, you can catch up on past episodes or hear the latest, and it's all free. Just go to moneypit.com/podcast.
Cheryl's on the line with a decking question. How can we help you today?
I'm wanting to have a deck built at the back of my home, and I have a concrete pad outside the door. And when I asked someone to come and look at it and give me an estimate about a deck, they were wanting to put the supports right on this concrete pad that's back here, but it's all broken up and all uneven from a large, very large maple tree that I have in the back. And the roots are, they're gnarly, and there a lot of them are near the surface. And so I was wondering if it would even be, you even recommend that I even think of having a deck built back there with the tree roots in the situation I have.
So first of all, if this is a patio, so it's a thin concrete slab, maybe 4 or 5 inches thick. Is that what you're telling me you have?
Right. Okay.
So
right.
That is not an appropriate foundation for a deck. And so anyone suggesting that it is would scare me, because in your part of the country, you need to have the footings for that deck be below the frost line. So that means that those footings have to be about 3 feet in the ground, and then on top of those footings you can build the deck. Otherwise the deck's going to ride up and down as the land freezes in the winter time. So what I would do is I would break up that patio and take it out of there. If it's already, you know, half broken up, I mean, with a jackhammer you'd probably get that thing out of there in an hour or two. It actually will come out a lot faster than what you would imagine. In terms of the tree roots, yeah, if you can get some of that out of there, it's probably not a bad idea. But clearly what you have to concentrate on is however you're going to support this deck. If it's pretty much a grade level deck, you know, you have to kind of put that beam in flush with the rest of the floor structure. If it's going to be up a little bit, then you would basically put the beam underneath the floor joist and support it on however many columns it takes to make it compliant with building code. But to do it right, it's got to be on a foundation. So don't just slap a deck structure over that patio. It's just not going to be built correctly, and I doubt it would pass building code, and it would also could devalue your house in the event you tried to sell it in the future.
Okay. Well, the contractor that I had out here, he was leery of, you know, he didn't want to disturb the tree roots too much for fear of killing this gigantic tree. And that was his...
Well, it wasn't a solution, because the roots are going to be there with or without the patio. It's not a solution. And he's not going to disturb the tree roots that much. Yes, it'll be hard to dig those holes. And you may have to chop through some of them, but I don't think just digging, you know, 3 or 4 holes for a footing is going to be enough to kill a tree.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that I gave you a call, Dan. Thank you so much.
All right, Cheryl. Well, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
So are you looking to spruce up your home without the mess of demolition? Well, here are the top 10 renovation projects flushed out by the folks at Zillow and Thumbtack that require no demo and can make your home look fresh and stylish without the hassle.
So the first one is cabinet refacing. Now, we've talked about this before. I just completed a cabinet repainting project, but refacing is a little bit different. So with refacing, you give your kitchen a new look by replacing only the cabinet doors and the drawer fronts while you keep the existing framework. So it's a much less expensive way to get a significantly new look in your house.
Yeah, another one is Peel and Stick Backsplash. You can install a new backsplash with Peel and Stick tiles that offer a quick and easy way to update your kitchen or bathroom. And some of them even have realistic grout lines. They feel like tile. I mean, they're even like a little thick. So there's some great ones out there.
Yeah, you know, when you say peel and stick, you think like kids peel and stickers, right? Like those sorts of sheets. This is so much more durable than that. It really does a good job. And some of these are removable, right? So if you're a renter, you don't have to live with it. You can take it down and not risk your security deposit when it comes time to leave.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they even, some of them are called repositionable. If you see that word, that means you can take it down. No problem.
Now, let's talk about smart home upgrades. It's really easy to integrate some smart technology into your home. We're talking about smart thermostats, smart lighting, security systems. It definitely gives you an increase of convenience and energy efficiency, and it's easier than ever today.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, jet skis, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor at 530-223-1300. And you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a full bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Reading's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
A
isocyanurate board, for example, or the blue Dow styro types of board that interlocks, and use that as a wall covering and then put drywall on top of that. So that's another thing that you can do. But I think if you were to block some of the sunlight with an awning, for example, or some landscaping, I think that that would probably be the least expensive way to achieve what you're trying to do here.
All right. I will take a look at that then.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on this lovely fall weekend at the Money Pit. Coming up, adding a textured finish to a wall or ceiling is a messy, messy, messy project. So we're going to share a solution that makes repair or restoration of a textured surface super easy when the Money Pit returns.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I got to learn about how me as a student athlete, I need my confidence, especially when I want to get into a business industry, especially being like a lead. You need that confidence to be able to express yourself.
What sport do you play? What's your role on the team?
I play soccer. I'm not a captain, but I serve almost like a captain, and I'm leading my team a lot and making beneficial decisions to score goals and also on defense.
So, Craig, you know, you've had a lot of experience in sports. What are you picking up about Maxwell's personality traits?
Yeah, I mean, Maxwell seems like a bright, energetic young man. That's the type of energy that we look for here at Mobile Ion.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
So we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey. How do we make payments safer and easier to use online? We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, it can enable a better shopping experience all through AI. It's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Will anyone reiterate how ridiculously expensive illegal immigration has become? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Last year, our government spent $150 billion to take care of our illegal immigration problem. With inflation, that number is much worse. Has that number gone up in 2024? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, if you've ever had to add a textured finish to a wall or a ceiling, you may know that it's a time-consuming and also a messy project. Well, DAP saw this problem as an opportunity and developed a solution that makes repair or restoration of these textured walls and ceilings super easy.
It's called DAP 2-in-1 Wall and Ceiling Spray Texture, and it comes in three different finishes, orange peel, knockdown, and popcorn. And with us to talk about the new line is Raquel Beckett, the product director for DAP. Welcome, Raquel.
Hi, how are you?
We are excellent. So this sounds like a pretty hassle-free fix for repair that used to be pretty difficult.
That's correct, yes. Traditional products, they are either engineered for a wall or a ceiling, so it's up to the user to actually select the correct product. Also, the technology is a bit archaic, if you ask me. Inside, there's a 90-degree angle nozzle, and so any time that you're trying to dispense any sort of different particle size from the nozzle, you're going to get some clogging. So we came up with this great idea of a flexible tubing that allows you to aim to the wall or the ceiling, and also because it's flexible tubing inside, guess what? It expands and contracts depending on the particle size for perfect flow every time, even spray out and not clogging. So it is a pretty seamless experience from a user perspective.
Yeah, there's nothing more frustrating than investing in a product only to have it clog in the very early stages with plenty of material left in the can if you can only get it out of the nozzle, right? So the fact that you figured out how to make that impossible to happen with the new technology, which is called AimTech, and has a 60-degree nozzle, makes it really easy to do these projects. I remember many times trying to do similar projects where you have to sort of contort your body to get it in the right angle because the nozzle wasn't flexible, but it seems like you've fixed that now.
Yes, absolutely. Obviously, you know, there's still a lot of technique when it comes to these applications, so it's always very important to make sure that, you know, you follow the directions, you shake the can pretty vigorously for at least a minute. So technique is extremely important for these type of applications.
Now, when it comes to the style of the finish, you've got a couple of choices, orange peel, knockdown, and popcorn. So how do those kind of differ so that everybody knows really what they're looking at?
Orange peel is going to be kind of, you know, little bumps. Or some people might refer to it as chicken skin because, you know, it literally looks like the bumps of your skin when you get cold. Right. Knockdown is a knockdown technique, so you're going to spray the texture on the wall, and then you're going to flatten it out with a putty knife 30 seconds to a minute after application, and it's going to give you a more muted effect than orange peel. The last formulation is popcorn, which is primarily used on ceilings. And that one is kind of that texture that actually looks like popcorn and is kind of prickly to the touch on your ceilings. So those are kind of the three distinct textures. But, you know, there's so many techniques around this product that, you know, you can really apply some of these spray textures and, you know, develop a specialized or a unique technique if you're into that type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's millions of homes out there that have popcorn textured ceilings. And what folks don't think about is, look, just like any house, occasionally you may get a roof leak or a pipe break, it's going to cause a water stain. And now you've got to repair that texture. Otherwise, it looks like you've still got a big hole in your ceiling, right? So this is a great product to have on hand for those types of repairs. It's handy. It's easy to apply. You don't have to be an expert to do this. And it gives you a good, durable surface once you're finished.
Yes, absolutely. It has a pretty strong adhesion to the wall. The textures, the water-based formulations are going to be dry in 30 minutes. So within 30 minutes, you can go ahead and paint. So going back to your point, if you're repairing, you know, that annoying hole in the wall, you know, guess what? Within 30 minutes, you can actually go ahead and paint. And we also have an orange peel formulation, which is oil-based, and that dries in 5 minutes. Which, again, you know, super fast and very strong adhesion to the walls. A pretty seamless repair.
I mean, wow, and it dries within 5 minutes. So that gets you painting super quickly. And, I mean, the quicker you can get through this prep phase, the better you can get to painting, and then your project is done. This is awesome.
Yes, the formulas also dispense white, so there's not going to be any flashing. You don't really require to prime them or anything like that. Because, again, they dispense white just like regular paint would. So, you know, super seamless for the user.
That's terrific. So the product is called DAP 2-in-1 Wall and Ceiling Spray Texture. As we talked about, it's available in three different finishes. Where can you find this product right now? Is it in home centers and hardware stores and such?
Yes, that's right. Pretty much available in any home center and hardware stores. We're also in some paint stores as well. You know, hopefully users won't have any issues finding this product.
All right, if you've got a ceiling that needs repair or a wall that needs repair and it's textured, you want to pick up the DAP 2-in-1 Wall and Ceiling Spray Texture. It is definitely the way to go to restore that surface. Raquel Beckett, Product Director for DAP, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit and filling us in on this interesting new product.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Up next, a common plumbing problem that may have a very simple solution: stinky odors coming from your sinks. We're going to share a hack that can help after this.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Up to 90% of homes are under-insulated. The good news is that insulation technology has never been better. Now is a great time to learn more about how insulating your home can help increase comfort, save on cooling and heating costs, and how you might qualify for up to $1,200 in tax credits. Owens Corning is a leader in global building and construction materials with products including PINK Next-Gen Fiberglass Insulation, Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus, and Duration Series Shingles. They'll be visiting local home improvement retailers this summer with their Champion Your Project Tour. They'll share with homeowners and pros alike tips on insulation, roofing, and other home improvement ideas that help make a home a better place to be. Learn time-saving tips, talk to Owens Corning experts, and get hands-on demos. They'll also provide product education in storm-impacted communities. Look for the Owens Corning Champion Your Project Tour in your area or visit owenscorning.com/OCUPRO to learn more. That's owenscorning.com/OCUPRO. Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with a new super flapper from FluidMaster.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy. Whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you ready to tackle any home project with confidence? I mean, seriously, any project. You want to tackle a project, we are here to lend a hand. Whether you are planning a decor project, remodeling your kitchen or bath, or fixing a leak or a squeak, we are here to help you every single step of the way on the Money Pit Podcast. Be sure to subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. All right, now we've got Hope from Illinois on the line, who's in a super great mood about this project. What's going on?
The project is putting up a fence for our dogs in a pretty large area at the back of the house that borders a creek. It's a very high creek bank.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns,
and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Slow channel, it's going to kill off any bacteria it finds, and then after a few minutes, you're going to add another cup or two of bleach, let the drain out slowly to do the same for the waistline under the sink, and you should be odor-free.
All right, now we've got Al in Arkansas on the line, and perhaps, Al, now we can finally answer this question. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? I think you could help us with that. What's going on?
It's a good one, Leslie. I've got a hill that runs down to a creek. And when it floods, the bottom of the hill gets wet, and some woodchucks have moved in a few years ago, and they dug holes, and when the water got up there, it kind of washed out and caved in, and then it came up the hill more, and now here this year, I've got a 6 foot deep section of earth missing, and my wife doesn't want me to shoot these woodchucks, and they can chuck a lot of dirt, and they can climb trees.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, so it sounds like they're taking over. Well, would you like to evict them? How about that? If we're not going to shoot them, you want to evict them?
Yes.
Because I think you could use a have-a-heart trap. Have-a-heart traps are great. They work for groundhogs and woodchucks, pretty much the same size animal, same type animal. There's slight differences, of course, but the have-a-heart trap is a good option. Now, the problem is you're going to have to take the animal for a ride, miles away, and let him go.
You have to put it in your car.
What you do is you get this have-a-heart trap, and you get the one that's sized for woodchucks. You got to bait it. Now, a little trick for that is if you take some fruit, like an apple, and you put it in the back of the trap, you take a wire, like a piece of picture frame wire or something like that, and you thread it through the apple, or a piece of electrical wire, something that you can thread through the apple, and then you tie it off to the back of the cage. Because this way, he can't smack it towards himself, right, and just grab it and run. He's got to go back there to have the treat, and then the door slams. Now, when that happens, the animals are going to panic. And especially if you approach them. But what you want to do is, throw a cloth over it, pick the cage up safely using the handle, and then you can take it out somewhere well away from your property and let them go, and then go reset it again and do it again the next day or the next few days. And eventually you'll lower that population, and that will give you a fighting chance of getting that hill back in shape.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Good job.
All right. Well, good luck with that project, and thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. And if you get the answer to Leslie's question, please do let us know.
We're dying to know.
Can chuck.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, Beth wants to know if she can add tile to a porch. We're going to share some solutions to her question when the Money Pit continues.
We live in a money pit.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get
Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Dutch Bros Coffee presents Caffeinate for a Cause, back for its 12th annual year. Stop by any local Dutch Bros location on Thursday, September 19th from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in support of Turtle Bay's exhibitions and educational programming. A dollar from every drink sold plus tips will be donated to Turtle Bay. You never know, you could get a chance to meet one of our Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Don't miss Caffeinate for a Cause, Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.